I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An underdog, despite having the better record, is the Chargers against New England in Foxborough, of course. I'm joined now by Matt Money Smith, Chargers play-by-play radio voice. And let's start with the idea of the opposite team, not the team that you're covering all the time, Matt, but New England. You know, where are you on this idea that New England is not the Patriots that we're used to right now?
I think it's crazy. You know, how often do we have to go through this exercise, right?
Yeah.
I'm tired of being, you know, just destroyed as a sports talker like you when we talk about it's time for the Patriots dynasty to end, and then we're humiliated, and they're standing in the Super Bowl. Because what do? You know, we live in a, and this is, by no means am I trying to get all philosophical here, but it's just true. We live in a highlight era, in a Twitter era, where, you know, we want splash, and that is the antithesis of what the Patriots are. So, you know, we collate their boringness with their demise, and that's just not the case. You know, their offense is top five in pretty much everything, and they don't make mistakes. You know, the biggest stat that jumped out at me when I was prepping for this game is really the only thing that brings them down in the playoffs is penalties. If they have more penalties than their opponent, I think their win percentage drops to something like 325. Outside of that, they're pretty much good, and I think we know the Patriots rarely, you know, screw themselves and rarely lose that penalty battle.
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree. That's exactly what I brought up earlier. Like, the Patriots win those annoying games because they don't do anything to put themselves in a hole, and then they execute down the stretch of the game. So let's go to the team you're obviously familiar with, the Patriots, but intimately familiar with, the Chargers. You know, I do believe that they are a superior team for the most part to New England man-to-man. So you work your way to the quarterbacks, and of course, I'm sure ad nauseum you've heard the stat about Philip Rivers' record against Tom Brady. As someone who's watched his career very closely, what is your assessment of the notion that Philip Rivers is a great quarterback, but people don't trust him in the postseason?
Well, I think in years past, that might have been fair. I think kind of one of the things that, and why Anthony Lynn doesn't get enough credit as a head coach, that he came in and just pounded the table about, was you can't do it on your own. You know, you have to trust your teammates. And I'm not trying to equate Philip Rivers to Michael Jordan, but very similar to what Phil Jackson did to Michael when he just thought he had to score every point, make every stop, grab every rebound. That was kind of Philip for about a 6-7 year window there. And it's just a competitive spirit inside of him. He wants to win so bad that I think he perhaps ignored that, hey, it's okay to have a 150-yard passing day with no touchdowns because your defense is playing great, or your special teams is winning the field position battle. And I think he just felt like he had to put it on that right arm of his. And starting after that 4-game losing streak, started to trust the run game, started to trust the defense, and that's when you saw that turnaround, and they finished 9-3, and that carried over to this season. And obviously you had a little bit of a tough stretch here, you know, to close the season when it came to turnovers. But he was the first to admit, look, that's not me trying to force things. He goes, those are just bad throws. He's like, one of them was a bad read and five of them were bad throws, and those were things I can fix, essentially kind of signaling, no, I'm still in with the plan. You know, and I think you saw that last week in Baltimore, right? They knew field goals would win. The defense was dominating the Ravens' offense, and he wasn't going to force anything, and he didn't. And they won handily. I mean, I know the defense took their foot off the gas a little bit there late, but I thought that game was a perfect narrative for what Philip Rivers has become the last 2 years.
You know, it's easy to look at the quarterbacks. I mean, that's what we always do, right? The guys we watch, we all follow, we all know. It's easy to, you know, rely on that New England is in the midst of a demise narrative, as you and I think are on the same page there. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't need to be the guy who predicts it. And then, but beyond those, like beyond that surface level stuff that we can all do, what is it about the Chargers that's most important in this game? What's something that people might not know that you think is going to have a huge impact on the outcome?
Well, I think they know it, but I don't think they understand how much it can control the game. And that's if the Chargers pass rush can get to Tom Brady with four, it changes everything. It completely changes everything. And the key to this game is that they have. You know, they have been doing that this last stretch of games. Bosa's 100% now, and you saw what kind of havoc he and Melvin Ingram can wreak last week, where Bosa had a sack, a tackle for loss. Melvin Ingram had seven tackles, two sacks, two tackles for loss, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery. That's what they can do it for. And that's not a bad Baltimore offensive line. So when they can do that, now you have seven defensive backs or a linebacker and six defensive backs that can prevent those dump-offs, those screen packs, because that's what Tom Brady does. He screens you to death with those running backs, and that's why you see James White with the records that he has, because, you know, teams are so afraid of downfield, they can't get to Brady because he's got such a quick trigger, and next thing you know, he's throwing one over your head or a crosser, you know, to Edelman, and it's going for 25 yards. But the Chargers' pass rush is, I think, you know, you look at the Chiefs and Dee Ford and Justin Houston and Chris Long up the middle, I think the Chargers is right there with them as just the most dominant front in this playoff. And if they can do that, then Tom Brady can't do what he wants. And that means he's got to adjust. And we know that he does not like operating out of a dirty pocket. And if you can set that tone early and knock him off his spots and get him rattled, I know it sounds crazy, but yes, Tom Brady can be rattled.
Sure.
If you hit him a few times early, then you can set the tone for that game.
Do you think the weather plays in at all? I know Bill Belichick dismissed it. How much of a factor is that for the Chargers?
I think it's zero. You know, I made this analogy the other day. I said, it's, you know, look, if you're Washington State and you've actually played a game where you had zero rushes, okay. Then if it snows, you got a problem. And it's cold, you got a problem. But it's a balanced offense. You know, they can run it with Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler, and Justin Jackson just as easily as they can throw it around. And even if it is cold, that's not going to affect them. We just haven't seen it. You know, they won two games last year in New York where it was snowing against the Giants and Jets, and the offense operated extremely efficiently. So that I don't think is a factor. The time isn't a factor. They've won in five time zones this year. They won at a 6 a.m. kick in London. They've won at 10 a.m. you know, Pacific time kicks. They just did it last week. So I think all of those external factors are just so minuscule that it's dwarfed by not making mistakes. You know, that's the number one thing. Don't kill yourself with penalties.
Matt, appreciate the analysis. Enjoy the game, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.